Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Outgoing Labour List MP Reno Tirikatine has warned the coalition government it will face a backlash from Te Iwi Māori if it unwinds the progress of the last 6 years. Mr Tirikatine served 4 terms as MP for Te Tai Tonga before losing it in the October election. As chair of the Māori Affairs Committee from 2017 to 2020, he oversaw an inquiry into health inequities for Māori, which helped lay the groundwork for an independent agency to protect and promote Māori health, Te Aka Whai Ora, which the coalition has pledged to scrap. Also at risk is the act he sponsored, creating 2 seats for Ngāi Tahu on the Canterbury Regional Council. Mr Tirikatine says as a trade minister in the last government, he was particularly proud of his work to advance New Zealand's free trade agreements and relationships and the recognition of Māori and Indigenous trade interest in FTAs. He says it's time to reset and pursue new opportunities after 12 years in Parliament. Standout South Auckland community leader David Letele, better known as the Brown Butterbean, says it's a disgrace that politicians who should know better are attacking te tiriti and Māori policies designed to improve Māori inequities. David Letele is Samoan, but recently has been on a journey to rediscover his Ngāti Maniapoto whakapapa, and he says even the basic history he's learned so far has been eye-opening about treaty breaches and the bias which has worked against Māori for generations.
I'm only just going back and finding out about our history and my own whakapapa. I'm on my own journey of te reo. And the more you find out, it's like, man, no wonder. And I think anyone in their right mind, if they're educated around this and they have some understanding, surely they can have some empathy around it. It's a disgrace, that's all I can say.
David Letele says he also has grave fears for poor communities that he helps under this coalition government. Nelson City Council has agreed to earmark more than $2 million in its $12 million housing reserve for Iwi Trust. That's on top of the $750,000 it has already granted to Ngāti Kuia's Kai Kai A Waro Charitable Trust to develop 5 semi-attached rental homes in Stoke. Councillor Rachel Sanson, the chair of the council's Community Housing Acceleration Task Force, says it's an important step in council's partnership with Iwi and in tackling the significant issue of housing insecurity. The housing reserve was established with funds from the sale of 142 community housing units to Kāinga Ora. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!